Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Raising kids in 2019, it's tough, and we're talking with Cindy Claypool-Deneve on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's wild. Our kids' generation is defined as a generation that suffers with more depression and anxiety than any other generation in history. We want to help our kids really find true purpose and try to find their passion, try to find their peace. What have you learned, Cindy?
Yeah, you know what? I was on that same exact journey. I have two kids. And what I was discovering is that this generation, there are more suicides and anxiety and depression in this group of kids that we're raising. In fact, kids ages 10 to 14, suicide is the second leading cause of death. Mm. And as I was doing research and just kind of looking at society, I was looking at that comparison. What has happened recently? It's, of course, the cell phones and those mini computers that connect us to everybody that are in our hands. So no longer do kids just get bullied at school. They can get bullied at home, which used to be kind of that safety space. But so they can come home and they're, you know, going through their feeds and they're looking up things. And it's not just that they're getting bullied. It's the comparisons. I mean, think about it. We're in a society with reality TV. And so what do? We are constantly judging people. We're like, no, that person needs to get voted off. We're in a generation that just compares people who's better than the other instead of looking at how did God create each one of us uniquely and how do we fit in society with our own good purpose? And what happens with the cell phones is we're looking at, oh, that person is boasting about an A they got on a test, but I only got a C. And so even though it's not actually bullying, it's that comparison that just eats away at our soul. Or that person got invited to a party. I didn't even know that party existed. I should have been invited. And so that eats away at their confidence and it makes them feel depressed and anxious. And what am I doing wrong?
We're talking about raising God-confident kids today with Cindy Claypool-Deneve on SOS Radio. We're talking about the influence of social media. It's interesting because, Cindy, when we were kids, popularity was one thing. Now there's a whole other element added into the mix where it's like kids marketing themselves on social media or making other kids feel insuperior because they're making themselves look better than they actually are or have things that they don't actually have. They're just sending a message, marketing the fact that I am this. I'm highlighting this. It's like the ESPN highlight reel of our adolescence.
It's so true. I mean, I have to confess that the adults do that same thing.
Most
of us aren't going to be putting all the bad stuff out on social media. So they're learning that from us as parents in the older generation. And so it's understandable, but it's also quite literally, it's killing our kids, both internally, it's wrecking them inside, and then it can lead them to even depression, anxiety, and suicide. And it's that trying to come alongside our kids and helping them to understand that God created each one of them uniquely on purpose, based on Ephesians 2:10. We all have a good purpose that God created us for. And if we can help our kids and this generation not feel so competitive, not feel like they have to market themselves and not be comparing how many likes do they have on YouTube compared to the other person and then trying to up that ante with all those fake posts or trying to seem better than they are just so that they can get more likes. And sometimes they are doing very inappropriate things because they think, ooh, I got more likes that way. So let me up that ante. And so there is that inappropriateness that's happening because they're craving that attention because that's what our society is based on right now. Instead of who did God create me to be and how can I live out my unique purpose, not compared to anyone else?
We're talking about helping our kids find their true purpose and passion and peace with Cindy Claypool-Deneve on SOS Radio. And we're just talking about the competitive nature of life with our teenagers right now. And we don't want to force our kids just to be competitive, but what's the difference in how you communicate having a strong drive that leads to a great work ethic?
That is super important because the subtitle of my God Comment Kids book is helping your child find true purpose, passion, and peace. And so we don't want kids just sitting around playing video games and that their only competition is on the computer. Is we want them to find their own personal purpose. What did God create them to do? And in that, there's that personal drive to be the best person that God created them to be and to teach them that resiliency and that failure actually breeds success. And without failure, we can never be as successful as we can be, because that's what we learn from. And to help shepherd our kids through that and not protect them. Like sometimes you hear the stories of parents. I have a lot of teachers in my family, and they can share stories of how parents will come in and complain that their kid got a bad grade or that they got in trouble at school. Well, legitimately, they got a bad grade because they didn't study, or they got in trouble because they were being naughty. but as parents, society today, we want to protect our kids so much that we're not allowing them to go through those natural course of life. And so they're not getting prepared for society. And so when they see those things on social media and those kind of things, they're thinking, I should be the best because my mom said I'm the best. So why doesn't everybody else think I'm the best? And so there's that disconnect that's happening too.
There's a difference between ego and self-confidence, and we're talking with Cindy Claypool-Deneve on SOS Radio, talking about God-confident kids. Cindy, the term self-confidence is something we're all familiar with, but what's the difference between God-confidence and self-confidence?
That's really where I started from, because I struggled with that self-confidence myself and kept thinking that self-confidence was like the end-all, be-all. And what I discovered when I was in college is that self-confidence is kind of what was built off of what other people thought of me, not just what I thought of myself, but what I thought other people thought of me, and not even in a reality base. They might have thought I was great, but I thought, oh, they didn't like me because I said something wrong, or, you know, I wore the wrong clothes. And so I would kept readjusting myself because I was looking at what I thought other people thought of me. And so in college, I kind of went through a time of depression and really soul searching and seeing a counselor and kind of looking through who I am uniquely, not how I need to be a people pleaser in this world, but who did God create me to be? And in that search, I realized that my core foundation was totally skewed, that I wasn't basing my confidence off of who I was and who God created me to be, but who I thought other people wanted me to be. And so I had to kind of destroy all of what I thought and go back to that biblical truth of God created me on purpose for a good purpose, and to look at that God confidence. You know, Romans 8:28, he's working all things together for good. So when bad things happen, with self-confidence, for me, I would just like, oh, I think somebody didn't like me, and my confidence would tank because it was based on self-confidence. But with God confidence, if I'm not dependent at all on what other people think, I mean, there's that natural piece of, oh, that conversation didn't go so well, or, you know, that normal thing. But it's not with self-confidence, we can easily go to lack of self-confidence because of what we think other people think of us.
We're talking about how we parent without any fear on SOS Radio today. We're talking with author Cindy Claypool-Deneve. She has a new book. It's called God Confident Kids. It's really about helping our child to find true purpose and passion and peace. But a lot of times in this world, we see what our kids are dealing with. We see security issues at school. We see all the crazy things in the news, wondering what the generation's going to look like 20 years from now. And it's easy to get sucked into fear. You have a whole chapter where you dig into addressing the fear of terror that defines this generation. And really, it starts with prayer.
It sure does. And I have been involved in an organization called Moms in Prayer International since my son was in second grade, and he graduated from college now a couple of years ago. And that fear that comes with parenting can be overwhelming. And to be able to have some other moms that come alongside, I mean, for women, but guys can totally find some prayer partners also. And we have a book out called Raise Them Up that just came out in August about scripture prayers, and that couples can read that together and really pray the scriptures for our kids. Because when we pray God's word, we pray God's will. And I just want to read this verse, if that's okay. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that's a promise from God. And that works totally for parents, because raising kids can be scary, even when they're first born and you're worried about, can I keep this child alive? And, you know, up to the teenage years and they're driving, and that's scary. But God tells us, do not fear. And to hold on to that promise that God has created our kids individually on purpose for a good purpose, and to help shape them into who God wants them to be, not shape them into the safest individual out there. which can be a tendency for parents, but to help shape them into who God created them to be.
When we see our kids wading into challenging situations and having, we'll just say, some skeptical friends that we're just like, I don't think that person's a great influence on my teenager, we tend to make decisions based on fear. And we do it because we think we're protecting our kids, or we're trying to put a roadblock so that they don't fall into a pit. But you know what? Psalm 37 says, don't fret, it only leads to evil. And if we're parenting from a place of fear, we're not leading from a place of strength or strategy.
That's right. And that's why a lot of my book invests time in the importance of helping our kids develop their own love relationship with the Lord, because we don't necessarily know what God wants for them. And sometimes I'd be like, you know, hey, can I go to this party? And then I pray about, you know, I just don't have a good feeling about you going to that party. And then for my daughter, she's like, yeah, you know what? I didn't have a good feeling about that either, thankfully. But to have our kids, sometimes I'll say, you know, why don't you go pray about that? Because I don't know. You know, as a mom, I will naturally want to parent out of fear. But if we both go and we pray about something, and to, even when our kids are little, to help them develop that love relationship with God, not the list of do's and don'ts that some people think of Christianity about, but a love relationship with the Lord, spending time with God so that we can hear his voice, so that we can help our kids trust that the Holy Spirit and that voice, that he can direct us and say, hey, you know what? Those kids are not the right ones to be hanging out with.
We're talking about strategy so we don't lead in fear as parents with author Cindy Claypool Deneve today at SWS Radio. In your book, God Confident Kids, you talk about choosing verses to combat fear by memorizing those verses with our kids. You know, things like, from the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hands and says, don't fear, I'll help you. Or this is what the Lord says, he who made you, formed you in the womb, will he not help you? Do not be afraid. It's like, if we memorize these things with our kids, it's like we have that word of God, that sword of the Spirit, just to cut through when we're feeling a little fearful, when we're feeling uneasy, when we don't have a real strategy.
Yes, exactly. And one of the big ones I encourage people to pray through is that Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And to help our kids both memorize that in a fun way. So like when my kids were little, we would have them doing motions, and or we'd memorize it in the car and talk through it. Hey, what do you think that verse meant? So that it's a natural part of life, not just something they do at Sunday school and we forget about it the rest of the day or the rest of the week, but something that just becomes part of the regular daily life. And then you'll be surprised because the kids will be like, hey, remember we memorized that verse? I had something really similar happen today. And then the other thing is to pray with them the scriptures. So in Ephesians 2:10 would be, Lord, help my child understand that he or she is God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus. Help them to know the good things that you have planned for them long ago. And so to be able to have the scripture as part of your regular life, not in a way, I want to be really clear, not to use as a discipline tool. Don't use the scripture for negative discipline. You want to develop that love relationship with the Lord and with scripture. So use it in a positive and fun way so that they really hide that scripture in their hearts.
And when we're dealing with fear and weird strategies and situations for our teenagers, you take fear to its logical conclusions. You know, a lot of our fears stop at like a horrible situation or a horrible outcome, but we can have those discussions with our kids and say, okay, so if your fear actually happened, what would you do next? What do you think is going to happen here?
Yes, and that's really powerful with school shootings. I mean, this generation, Gen Z, grew up in a generation that, you know, peppered with school shootings, starting with Columbine in 1999. And Gen Z was born in 1995. And so their whole life has been full of this fear. And then 9/11 comes. And so they're raised in this society of fear. And the 24-hour news cycle, and having been a former journalist, I totally understand, you know, the importance of the news. But yet this is a generation that's growing up in the midst of all of this. And so things that maybe used to only be up on the 6 o'clock news is now on their social media feeds, and they could find it at any point in time on the computer, on the TV. And so it enhances that fear. So when we talk to our kids about their fear, which is really important to do, because sometimes we want to just kind of ignore it, but to talk to them, hey, what are you afraid of? Like, my daughter was afraid of school shootings. I said, hey, do you ever think about school shootings? And she said, oh, yes. Because there's one class, it was full of windows, and she would actually sit there and think through, okay, a school shooter could come in this way, and there's no place for me to hide, and da-da-da-da-da. And so for us to be able to talk through that, okay, what would you actually do if there was a school shooter? Oh, you text me. Okay, that's a good start. Where do you think, does your school have a plan? If you escaped, where would we meet? You know, where around the school facilities, if you were hiding, where would you go so that I could pick you up? And just to take that fear out of it, just to that logical, like, okay, what's the next step? What happens if you are at a party and they start drinking and you feel uncomfortable? What can you do so that move past that fear? What's that logical thing that you can do? Okay, so text me, or, you know, say we had some code that she could text me. She never had to do that, but so that I could call her and say, okay, I'm coming to pick you up. And so she could tell her friends, hey, I have to go now. You know, so those kind of things to talk through, what are those natural things? Because we don't want our kids living in fear. And there are those fears that are consuming their brain. And so to have those natural conversations about, you know, what kind of things are making you feel stressed and fearful, and then talk through, okay, if that happened, what would we do? And it just kind of diffuses that. It's like the balloon, popping a balloon and all the air comes out. Mm-hmm. And it helps. Some of that fear will still be there, but it puts it in a reality like, okay, so somebody will come pick me up, or, oh, the school has a plan and this is what we would do. And, you know, it just helps diffuse some of that fear.
We're talking to Cindy Claypool-Deneve today at SWS Radio, and she has a brand new book. It's out right now. It's called God Confident Kids. Thanks for checking in today, Cindy.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio Podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.